Tennessee librarian fired over refusal to relocate LGBTQ books. The Rutherford County Library Board in Tennessee has fired Library Director Luann James for refusing to move over 100 LGBTQ-themed books from the children's section to the adult section. The board had voted 8-3 to terminate her employment after she defied its 16th of March directive, which members argued was necessary to prevent what they described as gender confusion among children. Board Chairman Cody York stated that it was dangerous and inaccurate to suggest to young readers that boys can be girls and girls can be boys. James had publicly declared that moving the books would violate her First Amendment rights and those of county residents, while also undermining her professional responsibility to avoid government-mandated viewpoint discrimination. In an email 2 days after the board's vote, she confirmed she would not comply. During the meeting, she reaffirmed her stance, and following her dismissal, her attorney read a statement calling the firing an unlawful act of viewpoint discrimination. James said librarians should not be used as instruments for political agendas, and that she had acted to protect the public's right to read. The firing drew both cheers and boos from attendees and has become part of a broader national debate over library content, particularly materials related to race and LGBTQ themes. Similar controversies have occurred elsewhere, including a Wyoming case where a former library director won a $700,000 settlement after being removed amid disputes over LGBTQ and sexual content in youth collections. The U.S. Supreme Court also recently declined to hear a Texas case involving local officials removing books deemed objectionable. The Tennessee conflict follows increased scrutiny from the state Secretary of State, which has urged library systems to review their children's sections, citing compliance with federal and state laws and referencing a Trump-era executive order on gender ideology. James, who has worked in public libraries for over 25 years and took the director role in July 2025, is now the latest figure in the ongoing national fight over library censorship and the limits of local authority.